using the hashtag EdQT to have your say. This is Edinburgh Question Time on Fresh Air News.
Well, good evening. It's just gone 6 o'clock and this is a Fresh Air News special. This year, for the first time, you can also watch the debates as they're happening. Just click online to our website. As has become the tradition, we'd love for everyone in the hall here and for those at home to keep commenting on the debates, to really interact and engage with what we're doing tonight. You can do all of that using the hashtag EdQC.
The best advice I can give is to constantly reflect on what you're doing. Learn from those around you.
We heard there from the current VPAA, Alex Munyard. And what we're going to do first of all is run through each of the candidates.
I think we all know what the main problem is with academic affairs, and I think all of us are going to bring this up. Feedback.
Hi, I'm Dash, and I'm running for Vice President of Academic Affairs because I believe the university is increasingly run as a business that's thinking about profit.
The main thing I see the problem is with the university is the basic teaching.
And we came bottom for student satisfaction. I personally think that's shocking, and I want to do something about it.
Thank you very much, Mike. Sorry, that's a minute there. By the way, it's worth mentioning that within the first 15 minutes of this programme going on air, we were trending across the UK. So thank you all so much for engaging with us, for sending in your comments and questions. We're going to whiz through one of them that's come in.
So what do you plan to do to engage with students on other campuses?
Well, this one is addressed to everybody.
Repeatedly you're saying that we should have, for example, a women's officer. Why don't we have, for example, a Chinese officer or any other less represented person?
I can just remind the audience to just show a little respect at times. These candidates want these issues answered. Students want questions answered. One that came in prior to the programme starting this evening is from Adam on Facebook. He says, mental illness. We've got a couple of minutes left with our VPSA candidates, and we've got another question from the audience here.
Tom Murray is kind of right, but also Hugh kind of is. They're different figures, and they both relate to slightly different things.
I'm just going to interrupt and say that this is Kirsty Hay, who's the current Vice President of Services at ESA.
Yeah.
That's fine, just for people at home.
Vice
I was reading that you'd like to make a fun and exciting student union. What's boring about it at the moment? We've got a question from the floor. Do a sort of very unscientific sample here. Clap if you would like feedback to be improved. Have you had a negative? Right, okay, interesting. Tomer, I'm going to start with you then. This is not the first time, or indeed it's not the last time, you're going to be on the stage this evening. You're standing to be the Vice President of Services as well. Which one do you want more?
Which one will you go for, Tomer?
If you were to win the election for both positions, which one would you choose?
I really believe, I care about how ESA works, and I think it could be so much better. And I honestly didn't believe that anything would change unless I took a stand. That's why I did this.
And welcome back to TV Debating Hall. I'm joined by all of the presidential candidates. Kirsty, let's address one. You're currently a Vice President of Services. You're running to be President of USA. Interesting, because I have the USA statement on the situation here. The issue of whether the candidate would be able to take up post if you successfully win the election is out with the returning officer's jurisdiction. So there's an element of doubt there.
The question is around whether I may or may not be allowed to go back to my degree after this. But that is a risk that I'm willing to take.
A few of the candidates have been saying that USA is too ideological.
I think USA should be ideological in that it focuses on students.
I think it's become too ideological.
To say that we've been too ideological, I mean, I'm an activist, I'm a feminist and a socialist, and I'm not shy about that.
Presumably you don't belong to one of those groups that you're very critical of.
I'm not very critical of anyone. Okay. I love everyone.
Well, there you go. So that is it. That brings us to the end of Edinburgh Question Time for another year. As I say, my thanks to all of the candidates for taking the time to come and face important questions. We've covered a lot of ground tonight. Thank you to everyone who listened online, who also watched online for the first time this year as well, who sent in all their questions and comments and kept EdQT up there in the top trends of the UK.
Listen and watch Edinburgh Question Time on Fresh Air News.